Student activists representing the Students Revolutionary Coalition claim they are defending both workers' rights and the rights of fellow students to diversity and dignity on the UAlbany campus. They gathered outside the campus center, roughly 75 in number, explaining that many SUNY students come from working-class backgrounds and empathize with food service workers who toil at low-wage jobs with few opportunities for upward mobility.
We demand a fair trade university and a university free from all food monopolies.
Kathy Rojas is the founder of Students Revolutionary Coalition. She says students are dissatisfied with the working conditions present on the UAlbany campus, especially the recent contracting with Sodexo. She pointed out that the company was banished from the campus in the early 2000s for bad labor practices and poor food quality.
They got kicked out because not only because of their horrible working conditions, but because of their shares in private prisons, which I'm glad to hear that they have let go of in the United States. They still hold many shares of private prisons all over the world. Also because of their horrible food. So then there's like this new idea that's coming out of University Auxiliary Services saying that Sodexo is better than Chartwell's. But in all reality, all you have to do is Google Sodexo food. And all you see is students say, I hate Sodexo, I hate Sodexo, I hate Sodexo. Because it's horrible food. The only thing is the corporate ties between university administrators like Stephen Pierce that used to work for Sodexo and then came to work and now is the executive director of University Auxiliary Services. So, you know, there shouldn't be these corporate ties between the directors that are choosing what we eat and then are making the decisions. You know what I mean? There shouldn't be that tie. And that's why we're asking for the end of the University Auxiliary Services monopoly of food of our university.
Steve Pierce was not available for comment. 471 employees of Chartwell's Dining Services are in a temporary job limbo until Chartwell's contract expires June 30th. Pierce told WAMC last week that no massive layoffs are expected in the transition to Sodexo. 13 years ago, Sodexo left UAlbany following a student protest against the company's refusal to recognize the dining hall workers' union and questions about food quality from the administration. Dan Kelly is a shop steward with the Civil Service Employees Association. He describes himself as a state employee and union activist, one appreciative of the students' interest in and concern for campus workers.
You know, years ago, probably in the 60s, you'd get a bigger turnout for a student rally, but at that time, students weren't really recognizing the working class as much. And I think it's really great that they're recognizing the people that work here. They're not just putting themselves first.
Sophomore Joseph DeWeese says student activists are also calling on SUNY to end tuition hikes and budget cuts.
When you look at who budget cuts affect, it's a majority of them are liberal arts students. And even though a majority of our students at UA are liberal arts, they are building a new business building, and it's not reflecting the general interests of all the students. Even a language as basic as French is no longer going to be offered at the University of Albany, and that seems obscene considering that our motto is the world within reach.
In the spirit of solidarity with workers of the world on May Day, bands of students went on the march, broadcasting word of their demands to other areas of the uptown campus. UAlbany spokesperson Carl Lunta.
The university is committed to the principle that freedom of expression is the foundation of any institution dedicated to inquiry and debate. President Jones went outside to meet with the student group and expressed his desire to engage in a continued dialogue.
Kathy Rojas added that the May Day action was also about the college adding more Black and Latino faculty and staff members.
They are underrepresented when you look at the amount of Blacks and Latinos that are graduating from SUNY with PhDs, and this does not include all the other universities that are non-SUNY that are graduating Black and Latino PhDs. So if the question is, you know, are there people qualified? Yes, they are. There are, but they're not here.
Rojas emphasized that each demand seeks to connect the identity of working class students as working people and build solidarity among the whole campus community. The Students Revolutionary Coalition is a coalition of students of color and allies committed to social change through cultural empowerment on campus and in the community at large. The complete list of demands is posted on our website, wamc.org. Dave Lucas, WAMC News.